And it's time now for Campus Connection. Welcome to Campus Connection on Connect FM. This is a closer look at the small but mighty Penn State Dubois campus and all it has to offer. And today, it's going to be a fun day. We're talking with Jason Long. Jason is a faculty advisor and assistant teaching professor in the Information Sciences and Technology program at Penn State Dubois. Jason, thanks for being here for today's Campus Connection on Connect FM.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And to start, Jason, would you please introduce yourself and give us a brief personal and professional history, if you would?
Sure. I came from a small town called Bangor, Pennsylvania. It's about northeast of in Pennsylvania. It's actually right below Stroudsburg.
Okay.
Now, it's a small town. It's a great place to grow up, but we had to drive like half an hour to get to a McDonald's. Mm. So it was small.
Yeah.
After high school, I went into the Penn State Hazleton campus, where it was a kind of a culture shock for me because you could walk to a mall. Mm. It was a mile, mm-hmm. but you could still walk to a mm-hmm. mall. Now, when I went to Penn State to finish up a degree, you had to go to University Park. Okay. Now, I went to Penn State back in the 90s. Yes, I'm old. But anyway, when I went to University Park, it was a big city. So after I graduated from college, I went to work for an insurance company, and actually branch office of a big insurance company in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Now, Philadelphia compared to University
There's some
Park,
culture shock.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I do not miss the traffic. So after that, after I worked at the insurance company, I started working for a software company. Now, my wife had an opportunity up in the State College area, so we moved. So I was working remote for a software company, and an opportunity came up for this faculty position at the Penn State Dubois campus. Mm. And my wife said, "Why don't you go for it?" Mm. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, honey. So then I was like, okay, well, I'll go and travel. And I went to the campus, beautiful campus. People there are fantastic. Yeah. I mean, they still are fantastic. Yeah. Faculty and staff are great. And they told me that we're going to start this new program called Information Sciences Technology, IT degree.
Sure.
Okay. And they're going to give me a computer lab along with equipment. And then I have to set up the curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, mm. I like that.
Yeah.
So that was back in 2001. So
okay.
you got this kid from a small town who then went to a big university, who then worked at a big city. And now I came back to Dubois to teach students that with a Penn State Dubois degree, you can go anywhere you want.
Yeah.
So, and the rest has been history.
Well, super. Thank you for sharing that. Now, can you give us an overview of what you do in those various roles that you have now in the Information Sciences and Technology program at Penn State Dubois?
Yeah, I cause trouble.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, well, how about other than that?
Oh, other than that, Not a whole lot.
No.
When people see me, they usually just shake their head, but that's another story, which don't have time to go into. But I am the program lead, meaning that sure. I help develop the curriculum. And to this date, a lot of my friends laugh at me because they said, "You're teaching?" I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, again, I went to a big university, but I have problems taking exams. I am a hands-on learner. So therefore, when I developed the degree, I made sure it's very hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my opinion, the only way you're going to learn is by doing. I mean, look at getting your driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
You take the test, but then you have to, I think now in Pennsylvania, with considering my kids took it a couple years ago, you had to wait 6 months before you could actually do driving tests.
Yeah.
So there's a perfect example of you doing it to be able to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I made sure that we have a very hands-on environment. We teach networks is what we deal with the most. And in my opinion, in the IT field, you can have, artificial intelligence, which is the big sexy thing now.
Sure.
You have cybersecurity. But unless they're all not connected together, how are you going to know how it works? And also for the fact that even though that we have do a lot of networking, in 4 years, we have a degree that we do a lot of cybersecurity on the back end, where you get a bachelor's in IT, center in networking, but then you can get a minor one extra course in basically cybersecurity, because in my opinion, you have to build it before you can protect it.
Absolutely. Super. Now, whenever we hear about information sciences and technology, even in the news, we know that it's something that's constantly changing. I mean, just wait a few minutes and it's changed, right? So how do you, Jason, and the other faculty members at Penn State Dubois stay on the cutting edge of what's going on?
I have a server rack in my basement.
Okay.
My profession's my hobby.
Yeah.
And we at the campus, we like to always come up with new ideas, new projects, and always bring in the new technology. I hate the word being bored. Mm. And therefore, that's why we always try and come up with new projects and new things throughout the campus. I mean, our faculty and staff at the Dubois campus are fantastic. They support me and the program in whatever we do. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that they wouldn't do. And some of the harebrained schemes that we come up with, they support it and they've been working out well.
Great.
So needless to say, you always have to stay constant on it. That's why I like to do these small projects. Like one big project that we do is this video game day event, which we run every year.
Mm-hmm.
November is coming up.
Yep.
So that's when we have our big event, which we basically take one of our buildings and make into a giant arcade.
Hmm.
And I use it for a teaching environment because it teaches students how to support a live environment. And it's been working out fantastic. I mean, because of that event, I have past students who worked at large organizations like Google, Amazon, Lockheed Martin, and also around this area too.
Yeah.
They work at school districts, they work at the hospital. And they said that with the hands-on environment, especially with video game day, they got their positions. So it just shows that, you know, coming to our campus, we are small, but we are mighty.
Yeah,
so on
yeah.
a lot of the projects that we do.
Absolutely. Now, we want to kind of go back to the beginning of your journey in this field. What is it that inspired and motivated you to enter into information sciences and technology? And associated with that, what would you tell someone who might be listening today who is kind of growing an interest in this field?
I was a gamer. I mean, I was the typical, which the stereotype where you have a Commodore 64, which I remember typing in, 10 pages of code to play Hangman. Now, even then I knew what the answers were because I typed it in.
Mm-hmm.
But when we used to go on vacation, I was always at the arcade.
Right.
I call myself a quarter jockey because I like to play video games. And when I first went to Penn State, I was an accounting major, which it was great, but I wanted something more because I wanted to. So that's why I went I went MIS. Now, they had computer science, but I'll tell you right now, I'm not good in calculus.
Okay.
And engineering has a lot, and computer science under, so it's a lot of calculus. So I went the MIS route. Well, with IST, you have the best of both worlds. Now, what the accounting did for me was that it was able to let me be able to speak to business people who might be computer illiterate and computer people who might be business illiterate. So that really got me to saying, there's a lot that we can do in IT. So needless to say, I've been doing that ever since.
Okay. Now, for someone who may be thinking, I might be interested in entering this field, what would your message be to them?
Don't be afraid. Try it. I mean, again, you have this small-time person like me who went to a small town who's now a professor at a university.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid because at the campus, we have great faculty that will help you. We have staff that will help you. And it's one of those things that you can't be afraid to try it.
Okay.
I mean, especially for me, because I am not a good test taker at all.
Mm.
And I learn by doing.
Okay.
So therefore, at our campus, that's what we thrive on, is to be able to say, hey, guess what? You can do it because you're doing it right now in the classroom.
Yeah.
So therefore, don't be afraid. Constantly learning.
Super. Jason, unfortunately, our time flies by so fast, but if you could, in like about half a minute, talk about what you find to be the most enjoyable and fulfilling part of what you do at Penn State Du Bois.
Oh, it's working with the students. It's definitely working with the students. I mean, that video game day event I was talking about. Right. I had this one student who, he was a true gamer. Mm-hmm. You could definitely tell that he probably played to the point where his eyes were going to bleed. And we were setting up our event, and it was halfway through the event, and the student was out just looking around. And I went up to him. I said, "Why aren't you playing a game?" He goes, "I'm just looking at the fact that I helped build this."
Nice.
And I said, "Yes, you did. You did a great job." And to me, that was rewarding for me, because I'm like, I guess I'm doing my job, which is kind of scary.
Well, Jason, we appreciate you doing your job, and we appreciate you being here today, spending time with us on today's Campus Connection.
Well, again, thanks for having me.
Sure.
I was also trying to be good, so hopefully I was. So
I think you were great. Well, we look forward to hearing more about Penn State Du Bois in the weeks and the months ahead on Campus Connection here on Connect FM.